news source.
We want to welcome you to Home Improvement USA. We are America's most useful radio talk show. Now in our 13th year of broadcasting the best in home improvement information each weekend with the experts. I'm Dave Rush, and our telephone number here on the program is 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Sunday, February 12th. It's a beautiful day here at the Orban CRL Studios in Phoenix, Arizona. Big blizzard up in the northeast. Wherever you're at, we are hoping you're having a great day. My guest this portion of the program, the Focus on the Future portion of the Home Improvement USA show. For Focus on the Future, Harry Braun. How are you today, Harry?
Just great, Dave.
All right, and we were talking about the hydrogen home, and let's continue on the hydrogen home. Now, you talk about getting an electrolyzer. That's the first step, right?
Yes, and that's a device that electrolysis is a very simple process where if you have a glass of water sitting on your desk, and you have a dry cell battery that you just got from Radio Shack, and you take the two wires from the battery, the positive and the negative wire, and you insert them in the glass of water, you are electrolyzing the water, which means the electrical current is passing between the two wires, and that splits the water into oxygen and hydrogen.
Okay.
And the hydrogen goes to the negative terminal, and there you collect it. That's what an electrolyzer does. And the oxygen, you can either collect that or release it to the atmosphere, which is what every green plant on the earth is doing with no exception.
Okay.
And the green plants have been doing this. When you water your plants, it's the reason the plants need that water. It's the hydrogen in the water that they're after. And when they split the water in the leaf, they give away the oxygen to the atmosphere, which is a good thing because that's what we breathe.
Now, you talk about the hydrogen home. Let's touch on hydrogen quickly again. It's nothing new. It's something that's been around for a long time, or its applications have been around for a long time. Discuss that and why hydrogen is the energy source that you prefer.
We prefer it because it's the only genuine solution to getting off of fossil and nuclear fuels that can sustain not only our standard of living, but the rest of the world's at much higher levels than they're living now. And the reason it can do that is because it's completely renewable when you use it as fuel. In other words, when you make hydrogen from water and then you burn it in your car engine, you get the water back. It comes out in the form of water vapor, pure water vapor in the form of your exhaust, which you can collect in a little plastic bottle on board your vehicle and bring it in and make coffee. It's that pure.
Okay. So now we talk about the electrolyzer. You're getting the hydrogen energy contained. Now you want to convert different items in your home, correct?
Yes.
You're talking about the stove or the refrigerator.
Barbecue.
Anything, barbecue, whatever you're doing. How do you go about converting that? Where do you have to go to get the supplies? What do you have to do to utilize the hydrogen?
Well, typically the homes that have been done have been one-off kinds of things, and if we're going to convert everybody's home over, you're going to want to go to your original equipment manufacturer and have them provide you with the new burner kit that you're going to need to install in your range or your barbecue pit or even a Coleman stove. They've been modified to use hydrogen, and they're very minor modifications to the burners. But you want to have a competent company and engineering firm create those. Since it is a combustible fuel, you don't want to have any accidents. Now, the nice thing about hydrogen is many people think it's more dangerous than natural gas or propane or gasoline, but it's much less dangerous if you ever have a leak or an accident. It will never burn you alive. It's very hard to get any kind of explosive mixture with gasoline, whereas when you have, hydrogen compared to gasoline or propane or natural gas, those are all very explosive mixtures. And it's because the hydrogen in gasoline and natural gas is all bonded to carbon. It's the carbon that makes it heavy and explosive, forming explosive mixtures. It's the carbon that causes the fuel to stick to you and burn your skin off.
So people's misconception about hydrogen is pretty much what the problem is in a lot of cases, isn't it?
It's a huge misconception, okay. And it's based around the Hindenburg, in the sense that people say, oh, gee, don't you remember the Hindenburg? And not only do I remember it, but in my book I have excerpts from the accident reports. And what most people don't realize is that while the Hindenburg, which was a huge airship, it would dwarf a 747 airplane, but all of the hydrogen in the Hindenburg went up and away from the passengers. It didn't burn one passenger, not one. In fact, two-thirds of the passengers and crew in the Hindenburg lived. And of the 35 people who died, 33 of them jumped, and they died from the fall. And the other two who were burned to death were burned by the diesel fuel, which is just like gasoline, and not the hydrogen.
So it's safer than most people.
Much safer.
Okay. Now, you've been in a variety of hydrogen homes, correct?
Correct.
Are they all the same?
No.
Are there differences between them? I mean, just as far as how it works, I mean, it's the same process in every home, isn't it?
It is. It is, essentially.
Okay.
And other than that, everybody's home is unique.
Sure.
And the appliance setup that you have is unique. For example, if you have an all-electric home, you're not going to change anything. You're going to be living just the way you do now, except you're going to be using electricity to power the range, for example, instead of a gaseous fuel. But if you use a gaseous fuel, then you can certainly use hydrogen.
All right. And do you see where you could be producing the hydrogen at your home and actually have more of it than you need and selling it back to the power company or selling it off somehow? Is that an option?
It is an option. If you have, for example, your own solar roof and you have excess power, or you have your own wind turbine where you're making power, then you could sell the power back. But most people won't be doing that. Most people are going to be consuming hydrogen just like they consume gasoline or natural gas today. You're going to go down to the gasoline station, except when you drive up, there'll be a liquid hydrogen pump right next to the gasoline pump. And what we want to do is modify the engine in your car, which is a very minor thing to do, so that you can use hydrogen as well as gasoline with the flip of a switch while you're driving down the road. So that you'll have essentially two fuel tanks, and the same engine can use either fuel. You won't notice any difference in terms of the performance or drive. The difference is when you burn hydrogen, you get no pollution. So all of the air pollution, and for example, in the Phoenix area all this winter, it's been terrible here. It's like living in L.A., and all of that would essentially go away if we would be on a hydrogen economy instead of one based on fossil fuels.
Does doing all of this, is it going to cost a lot of money? Does an electrolyzer cost a lot of money? Does the converting your equipment cost a lot of money? What would a homeowner be looking at cost-wise?
Well, it's all a function of if we're doing it as a country, where you've got the major companies mass-producing the components, then the cost of modifying appliances is going to be very small. Or in the case of modifying a car, it's going to be about the price of a major tune-up. You might have to spend $1,000 on the engine, another $1,000 on the fuel storage system, then your vehicle is able to use either fuel. And the thing you have to remember is that it's always been hydrogen was more expensive if you made it from renewables like wind or solar.
Mm.
And when I say more expensive, I mean $2 an equivalent gallon of gasoline was the cost.
Mm.
And back when gasoline was $1 a gallon, nobody was interested in that. But last time I checked, gasoline's $2.50 a gallon, which we've been warning about for years that this is going to happen.
So maybe the cost factor will maybe be in favor of hydrogen soon.
Oh, big time. In fact, the utilities are, it turns out all the experts in the country were wrong. They thought natural gas was going to get cheaper. It's gotten a lot more expensive.
All right. We'll talk about more with Harry Braun when we come back. We're going to talk about mass producing the hydrogen energy, and we'll talk about Harry's Windships ideas as far as that goes. That's the big way to do it on a mass level. We'll be back with more on Home Improvement USA.
For For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Save money with Cool Seal Reflective Roof Coatings. Cool Seal Elastomeric Roof Coatings will revive and renew your roof, reducing energy costs up to 35%. Cool Seal Ultra High Performance Aluminum Roof Coatings protect against moisture, and they reduce sunlight heat buildup, keeping building interiors cooler. Cool Seal at KOOLSEAL.com. CoolSeal.com at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value Stores. Since 1975, great radio stations have used Orban Optimod audio processing to create a cleaner, more consistent on-air sound. Now, netcasters and digital radio broadcasters get this competitive edge from an affordable PCI card. Introducing the Orban Optimod PC1100. The Optimod PC1100 fits in an IBM-compatible personal computer. Its onboard digital signal processing is suitable for both live streaming and on-demand programming. To learn more, visit the website today at www.orban.com. That's www.orban.com.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You're listening to Home Improvement USA on the Genesis Communications Network.
Back to the program. It is Home Improvement USA. I am the Sultan of Sewage, the Prince of Porcelain, the Duke of Drainage, Dave Rush, right here on the program. And our telephone number, 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Energy expert Harry Braun is with us. We're talking about the advantages of using hydrogen energy. We were talking about the hydrogen home. And now let's talk about how to produce hydrogen energy in mass. You've worked on this a long time, Harry. Discuss with us how you see this working.
Well, I want to do it quickly because the oil situation worldwide gets more serious every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to believe that the prices are going to ever abate. They're going to continue to get more and more expensive. And it's not just oil. It's natural gas as well. Even the price of coal has been going up exponentially over the past couple of years.
Well, I went to the gas station yesterday, $2.50 a gallon. It didn't faze me. Now, about a year and a half ago, I'd have been like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now we're conditioned.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're saying the cost of hydrogen and the production of hydrogen may be on a competitive level with gasoline.
Well, it is right now. Okay. In fact, you could. The thing about gasoline is it's only going to be getting more expensive. It isn't going to stop at $2.50 a gallon. That's just a temporary number. Soon it's going to be $3.50 a gallon. Soon it'll be $4.50 a gallon. And every time the price of energy goes up like that, it affects every product produced, including the wind machines. Now, I'm in the wind business. We have a large wind project in eastern New Mexico. And the thing about a wind machine is that they are also sensitive to these energy price increases when you're making wind machines. The costs of wind projects have gone up substantially in the past 12 months because of the energy price increases and because of the steel shortages because of the Chinese. So the longer we wait to make this transition, the more expensive the transition itself, hence the hydrogen in the future is going to be. So there isn't any advantage to waiting. We need to. When I say wartime speed, I mean the sooner this transition is completed, the cheaper it's going to be. It's going to be a multi-trillion-dollar transition, but the oil companies, which are going to, they need to be at the heart of this. It's not just the utility companies that are going to be intimately involved. All of the major industries that are in the energy business now will be in this new business. We're not putting them out of business. We're getting them in a different business.
All right. We're on the Focus on the Future segment of Home Improvement USA with energy expert Harry Braun. So when you talk about the wind machines, Harry, you're talking about the ones that we're familiar with when you drive between, say, Las Vegas and Los Angeles, the big wind machines out
yes.
there. But you also have ideas about producing this at sea. And discuss this, please.
Well, sure. We need about 3 to 5 million wind machines on land. And the big question is, well, where are you going to put all those? And there's lots of actual spaces all through the Midwest that are ideally suited. But we would like to put most of these wind systems out at sea as wind ships. And the reason is because they would then have higher winds at sea. You'd make the hydrogen from the ocean water and then bring it ashore either in a pipeline or in a tanker truck, tanker ship. And if you're at sea, you also create a huge sanctuary for the fish and other marine organisms on the seabed floor that are now being hunted into extinction because of the lack of rules and the regulations on the high seas. There just aren't any to speak of. And so all of the major ocean ecosystems, and when you go in to buy a salmon at the store today to cook for your kids, it's not a wild salmon that comes from the ocean. These are now all farm-raised
mm-hmm.
fish that are very different
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately not healthy to eat. And it's, we've seen this happen just since you and I have been alive. 90% of the oceans are now dead, and the remaining 10% will be gone if we don't take some serious actions to reverse that trend. And wind chips would do both. They'd provide all the energy we need, and they would protect our ocean ecosystem.
Now, describe the wind ship. You know, give it a visual for the listener.
Yeah.
What does it look like? How does it work?
Yeah, imagine a sailing ship, and if you want to see one of these that was developed by a naval architect and engineer, they're on our website at phoenixprojectfoundation.us. If you go to that website, you'll see a wind ship right away. One developed by some naval architects and engineers. Below the water is a hull. It's about 50 feet below the water. And inside the hull, you have the electrolyzers we were talking about earlier in the program that you'd have in your house. Well, each wind system needs to have an electrolyzer, too. It's going to take the electricity, pass it through the electrolyzer with the seawater to make hydrogen. And then coming up from the hull is a mast. And that you, instead of hanging sails off the main mast, you're hanging rows of wind turbines.
All right, so you have turbine after turbine after turbine after turbine.
Yes.
Okay.
Up to 30 or 40 turbines on a single tower, just like sails on a sailing ship. And the electricity generated from these comes down the tower, goes into the hull to make the hydrogen. And the hull is where the crew live and work. And you don't need a very big crew, of course, but we need about 1 million of these wind chips to run the whole country. And then once they're built, you never will run out of hydrogen for as long into the future as we can see.
All right, Harry, now let's get into your background a little bit. How did you get involved in this? And then before we let you go, give your contact information.
Well, sure. I'm an energy analyst and have been in this business, not just renewables. I'm as nervous about the numbers with the fossil fuels and nuclear fuels, because everything from uranium to coal to all of these fuels are going up exponentially in price now. And there's nothing that's going to stop it. The only thing that's going to stop it is if we get off of those resources as soon as possible. And the only way to do that is with these renewables. But I have to tell you, when I was in college, and my background's in biology and general science, most of the experts were then saying nuclear power was going to be the solution, or that we would always find more oil, we just need to drill more wells. These experts turned out to be wrong. These are not genuine solutions. We've wasted billions of dollars and decades of time, and now we're up against it, and we're threatening the climate of the entire planet with a policy that basically is involving finding what's left of the fossil fuels that are rapidly being consumed. So it's a policy of foolishness. We need to get off that with wartime speed, and that takes political action. People need to contact their elected representatives and get hearings in Congress to talk about this alternative plan of not going to just finding more coal and uranium, which isn't there, but to go and do what Mother Nature has been doing successfully on a global scale for 3.5 billion years, which is getting hydrogen from water with solar energy.
Okay, Harry, where can people get you on the web and possibly phone contact?
Okay, the websites, as I mentioned, phoenixprojectfoundation.us is one. We also have Phoenix Project PAC, as in Political Action Committee.us, which involves a number of constitutional amendments we'd like to see passed in order to accelerate this transition, because it is a political problem.
Mm-hmm.
These wind chips we are talking about could have been built from a technology standpoint in the 1920s.
So you're saying for the future you see the oil companies becoming involved in this and maybe being leaders in this project.
Absolutely. They're the ones with the money to invest and with the service stations around
and the
world.
And the infrastructure, that's right. Harry Braun, always a pleasure. The Focus on the Future segment of Home Improvement USA. You have a great weekend, Harry.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back, Dave.
All right. We'll be back with more after this on Home Improvement USA.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details.
If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Home Improvement USA on the Genesis Communications Network.
Welcome back to the program. It is Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush. Remember, you can hear this program stream live on Sundays. That's 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that turns out to be 10 to 1 Pacific Standard Time on Sundays every week at www.internetfm, just like FM radio, www.internetfm.com, and on the Genesis Communication Network website at www.gcnlive.com. You can hear the program stream. Tell a friend or relative out there. They can listen to us right off their computer. From a website called Residential Environmental Design, we're going to be talking about geothermal heating here on the program. And this is a different type of topic that we've not really touched on too much on the program. But here's a good feature article from this site, Residential Environmental. The application of geothermal heating cooling, this is also known as ground source heat pumps, has been named the most energy efficient and environmentally friendly sensitive of all space conditioning systems by the EPA. The system's basic concept takes advantage of the Earth's constant temperature, approximately 55 degrees, to heat and cool a building. By tapping this steady flow of heat from the Earth in the winter and displacing heat in the Earth in the summer, a geothermal heat pump can save homeowners 40 to 70% in heating costs and 30 to 50% in cooling costs compared to conventional systems. That's a good savings. Ground source heat pumps work in a similar manner as air source heat pumps, minus the high cost. A typical household can save $1,500 a year or more. This can give most systems a payback period of 3 to 5 years. And then it mentions here, GSHPs are more than three times as efficient as the most efficient fossil fuel furnace. By moving heat that already exists in the earth instead of burning a combustible fuel, GSHPs deliver 3 units of energy for every 1 unit used to power the heat pump system. And when I say GSHPs, I mean ground source heat pumps. The ground source heat pumps work by circulating water or a water antifreeze solution through a closed loop of polyethylene pipe that is buried in the ground or set beneath the water. The ground source heat pump systems can be laid out in different orientations depending on the situation. A closed loop system, the most popular, can be laid out either vertically in 50 to 250 foot deep holes drilled like a well, or horizontally in 3 to 6 foot deep trenches. The less common open loop system circulates a constant source of groundwater and dispels the water back to its origin, such as a stream, well, or pond. The principal action of a heat pump moves heat from lower temperature locations to a higher temperature location. This principle can be witnessed in an air conditioning window unit or air source heat pump, where cold air is blown into the house and warm air is released out of the back of the unit. A ground source heat pump works in a similar manner, except that its heat source is the warmth of the earth. The process of elevating low temperature heat to over 100 degrees Fahrenheit and transferring it indoors involves a cycle of evaporation, compression, condensation, and expansion. A refrigerant, like Freon, is used as a heat transfer medium which circulates within the heat pump. Now, the article continues here. The cycle starts as the cold liquid refrigerant passes through a heat exchanger, evaporator, and absorbs heat from the low temperature source, liquid from the ground loop. The refrigerant evaporates into a gas as heat is absorbed. The gaseous refrigerant then passes through a compressor where the refrigerant is pressurized, raising its temperature to over 180 degrees Fahrenheit. The hot gas then circulates through a refrigerant to air heat exchanger where heat is removed and pumped into the house at about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. When it loses the heat, the refrigerant changes back to liquid. The liquid is cooled as it passes through an expansion valve and begins the process again. To work as an air conditioner, the flow is reversed. The ductwork is no different than that of a conventional forced air system. The difference is found in the temperature of the air flowing from the registers in the winter. With a conventional air source heat pump, the airflow is seldom warmer than 80 degrees, but because water transfers a greater volume of heat than air, the ground source heat pump is able to deliver warmer air, typically about 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Another benefit of a ground source heat pump can be found when teamed with a de-superheater, is what they call it. This component skims residual warmth from the compressor to heat water, which means that in the summer, when the system is working to get rid of heat, the de-superheater can provide practically free hot water. And since most systems are oversized, there's usually enough warmth left over for low-cost hot water in the winter, too. All right, while these systems require a small amount of electricity to concentrate the energy and circulate it through the system, most systems derive approximately 70% of their energy from a clean, renewable source, that being the earth. Other advantages of ground source heat pumps include the fact that all components of the unit are housed inside the building, therefore reducing the wear and tear on the unit by Mother Nature, and also eliminating the fear of vandalism or theft. Ground source heat pumps do not require a flue, and since there is no on-site combustion, there's less chance of fire and no chance of carbon monoxide infiltrating the home. They also carry the Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star label, which is used to designate energy-efficient equipment. Often homeowners may find tax benefits, lower mortgages, or utility rebate. The only problem here with ground source, heat pumps is one of economics. Ground source heat pumps can cost as much as 30% more than conventional heating and cooling systems. Another drawback to installation is the lack of qualified contractors who know how to properly design, install, and service the systems. Interested homeowners must take extra precautions in screening both the contractor and the equipment manufacturer for a solid track record. All right, so this is information here on ground source heat pumps. And this is an environmentally friendly website that we took this from. Residential Environmental Design is the site, and you can check them out on the web. We encourage it. www.reddawn.com. www.reddawn.com. reddawn.com. reddawn.com. Residential Environmental Design, supporting the advancement of green architecture. And we like to feature these types of companies, and folks like Harry Braun, who you heard earlier in the hour, make our planet a better place to be. And we have to look at our energy sources and how we use energy and what we're using. And obviously getting off of the fossil fuels is the first step, as Harry was talking about earlier in the program. We're going to take a sports break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of sports today on this Sunday, and then get back into more home improvement conversation. Andy Dorf from ESPN Radio in Phoenix will join us when we come back. You're listening to Home Improvement USA.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Here's a message for the owner, general manager, program director, and engineer of this radio station. Your listeners deserve the best-sounding broadcast you can deliver. For decades, Orban and CRL have made the world's finest audio processing equipment for AM and FM radio stations. To learn more, go to the Orban CRL website at Orban.com. That's Orban.com. Don't settle for less. Give your listeners that crisp, clear sound using the technology of Orban and CRL audio processing. Visit the website today at Orban.com.
Here comes a man with problems. When it rains, his flat roof leaks. And when the sun shines, his flat roof holds heat. So he's walking the aisles of the home improvement store searching for this. Snow Roof Systems Elastomeric Roof Coatings. Snow Roof Systems acrylic plastic coatings pour right from the can, then cure to form a waterproof, reflective, rubber-like barrier to the elements. These solvent-free coatings go on easy and clean up with water. Snow Roof Systems, you know what to do. Here's how to do it.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Home Improvement USA on the Genesis Communications Network.
Home Improvement USA. We are America's most useful radio talk show. And now we're just going to take a few minutes to look at the world of sports today on this fine Sunday, February 12th. And to do that, my buddy from ESPN Radio here in Phoenix, Arizona, Andy Dorf. How are you doing today, Andy?
Dave, can't complain. Another day in the sun here in the valley. So what's really to complain about, you know?
I know. Everybody up in the Northeast is getting blasted with snow and blizzards, and it's 75 and sunny where we're at.
You know, it could be a lot worse, but somebody's got to do it. Why not be you and myself, eh?
That's right. All right. Well, let's take a look at what's going on in sports today and this week, actually. The big story down here in Phoenix, of course, the gambling situation with one of the coaches of the Phoenix Coyotes. Why don't you get into that and tell us what the status of that whole situation is right now?
Yeah, Dave, just an unfortunate situation, obviously, for Wayne Gretzky to have his name involved in this situation. Unfortunately, his wife seems to have had a major gambling problem, and she's gambled somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 $1,000 and over $1.7 million or so has been gambled in this gambling scheme. So it's an illegal ring of gambling with Rick Tockett, who's the assistant head coach of the Phoenix Coyotes. And what really is interesting with the whole story is when you think about it is I think you're going to notice $500,000 being out of your bank account and or even your wife's bank account for that matter. And I just think the whole thing sounds a little shady that Wayne Gretzky doesn't know what's going on. So
well,
in my mind...
Let's start from the beginning on this, okay?
Yeah.
Because this story broke recently. First off, let's talk about the coach from Phoenix and how they found this out, and then how did Wayne Gretzky's wife's name get into it all?
Well, interesting and good questions. I mean, the coach obviously was a guy who the players all knew, and everybody, I guess, it was relatively known that if you wanted to place a bet, you go through Rick Tockett. He's the guy who could place a bet for you. And I guess what question I have is, do the guys know that it was an illegal ring of gambling? Because I'm sure if they did, then you know nobody's going to be doing it in that situation, especially not professional athletes or guys involved with professional sports. At least you would hope not. So in that situation, I think that hopefully everybody just didn't know that it was an illegal ring of gambling going on. But, yeah, Rick Tockett was the guy. He was the man. If people wanted to place a bet, you went through him. And I guess another good question, how does his wife get involved with this, and why is she making why is she a huge gambler? We don't know. I mean, those are all things that I can't answer, but I do know that Wayne Gretzky swears up and down that he is not involved in the gambling situation, and he will not gamble. He has never gambled, and he swears up and down that he is not a gambling guy himself. And, you know, Dave, I'm one of those guys that I believe you're innocent until proven guilty. So I look at this, and I got to give Wayne the credit right now until he does come out with something against him. But the one thing I'm questioning, Dave, and you haven't hit on it, is there was a wiretape, and it says it's very, very known on there about 3.5-4 weeks ago now that Rick Tockett and Coach Wayne Coach Wayne Gretzky were talking about this. And he was saying, how can I get my wife's name out of this? How can we clear her name? And then he comes out earlier this week and says, earlier last week because we're on Sunday here, but earlier in the week, this week, he says, I knew nothing about this until Monday, and he says this on Tuesday, where there's evidence that he knew about this long ago. So I think the real truth of the matter is Wayne Gretzky's credibility going to take a hit? And, you know, I would have to say yes. I mean, because he's obviously lying about something. And why didn't he just tell the truth? Hey, I knew about this about a month ago, and I've been trying to figure out a way to get us out of this. And now you're finding out evidence a little bit later that shows he did know something about this. So I think this is going to get a little uglier before it gets cleaner, Dave.
Okay, so basically a lot of money being bet by his wife, and they're just saying it's her and he has nothing to do with it, and that's their story, and they're sticking to it, right?
Yeah, you know, that is the story. And Wayne, I want to play Sobetsky Gretzky is, you know, the rumor that's kind of go around here. You know, it's interesting. I mean, maybe, you know, you kind of hit on an interesting thing. Is maybe his wife is placing these bets for him. Who knows? We don't know at this point, but, you know, a lot of things are going to surface up, and, you know, Rick Tockett has been indicted, so, you know, we're going to find out a lot more about what's going on with this in the next few days, and I anticipate and I hope that Wayne Gretzky comes out of this thing clean, and, you know, it just would be awful. Another great superstar that everybody looks up to could unfortunately be a guy who is involved in gambling. But, again, we don't know anything, and at this point he is innocent until proven guilty. So let's not throw him under the bus yet.
Last thing that hockey needed, okay?
Exactly.
Turning quickly to the NBA before we've got about a minute and a half here left with you. In the power rankings on SportsIllustrated.com, Dallas Mavericks, Detroit Pistons, San Antonio Spurs, and Phoenix Suns, 1-4, with the surprising Los Angeles Clippers, number 5. The Mavericks have been hot lately, although they did drop one the other night. NBA, you think we'll probably have a repeat of what we had last year, Detroit, San Antonio? Or do you think the Suns or the Mavericks might make a run here?
You know, it likely could happen, and you're right, Dallas is playing wonderful basketball right now. They did slip up against Denver the other night, but 13 straight in the NBA is an unbelievable feat, and they are for real. I really like Dallas this year. They've
right.
got a great makeup, and Phoenix, we never know, Dave. We'll have to see how things turn out in the second half.
That's
of the season,
it for
buddy.
Our segment here, Andy. We are out of time. We'll have you back next week. See you later.
Okay, partner.
Bye. And we'll be back with more on Home Improvement.
Harry, have you fixed that leak in the roof?
Hey, don't worry. It's never too late. I bought Storm Patch made by Snow Roof. It's great for sealing any kind of leak I find up there, even in this pouring rain.
Storm Patch? What about that bargain stuff you used last time?
Oh, no way. Storm Patch seals all kinds of roof leaks, then stretches and contracts with changes in the weather, like rubber. It won't crack and peel off like that other stuff. Storm Patch is the most permanent roof patch you can buy. It's easy to use, and safer, too. No asbestos.
Better hurry, Harry.
Okay, I'm on my way. Hey, bad weather is just around the corner, folks. Better buy Storm Patch today. It works on all kinds of roof surfaces, dry or wet, even in a driving rain or under standing water.
You'd better get up there, Harry.
Call 1-800-345-0809 for the address of the Storm Patch dealer nearest you. That's 1-800-345-0809.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Home Improvement USA on the Genesis Communications Network.
Welcome back to the program. It is Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush. Hope you're listening out there and having a great Sunday, February 12th. And also welcome to those listening on the computer. The program streams live at www.internetfm.com. Also at www.gcnlive.com. All right. Well, we're in the winter months right now, but pretty soon folks are going to have to start thinking about their decks. And part of deck maintenance is, of course, sealing and staining your deck. And from Decks.com, the website, before applying a stain or sealer, wait for 48 hours for good weather before and after. Start out by covering the surrounding landscaping with old cloth sheets. Plastic will create a greenhouse effect and burn the plant life. Tape off any windows with newspaper so you don't get any overspray on the glass. If you're worried about the siding, then tape off the bottom 2 to 3 feet of the siding along the deck. Another tip here, to keep your deck from turning gray, you'll have to purchase a sealer or stain with an ultraviolet protecting chemical. That's UV. Sealing the deck. If you're using a clear sealer, you'll most certainly expect to repeat this process every year. You can easily apply the sealer with a garden pump sprayer. Fill the sprayer over a garbage bag so you don't spill any on the ground. Always back roll the floor with a roller to stop puddles of the sealer from forming. If you let the puddles of sealer dry, they will tend to have a milky color or even crystallize. The trick to using a sprayer and not wasting your sealer is to do the inside of the railing first from the deck. Spray to the side on a 45-degree angle lightly up and down, then do the outside of the rail that you didn't cover. All the overspray from the spraying, the rail will almost cover 2 to 3 feet of the floor behind the rail. Now, when you're staining the deck, we recommend not using a sprayer. If your overspray gets on the house and dries, it'll be hard to remove without damaging the exterior. When staining, use a roller for the floor and a brush for the railing and benches. Stains are either tinted, tints enhance the wood color, or semi-transparent. This type of stain is used to mask over the wood grain and give a bolder look. Most deck stains are sealers mixed with a stain and can be applied in one step. If your stain does not include a sealer, you'll have to seal the deck also. The longest lasting stains are the most opaque or semi-transparent. They tend to last for 2 to 3 years. The same rule for sealing applies for staining. Always back roll the floor with a roller to stop puddles of the sealer from forming. Same thing. They can have a tendency to have a milky color or even crystallize. A rag sponge or lamb's wool works well for applying stain to the railings. That's from the deck site, decks.com. If you want to learn more about decks and products concerning decks and in that area of home improvement, check out their website, www.decks.com, and a lot of information up there. Good website. Want to let you know, if you have a question or comment and you'd like to email it to us, our email address here at the program is mail@internetfm.com. That's mail@internetfm.com. We also invite you up to our Home Improvement USA website. There you'll learn about new products and technologies. We have links to all the great trade associations and manufacturers, representative firms, and True Value, Ace, all those different types of co-ops. All at www.internetfm.com. Internetfm.com. I'm Dave Rush. We want to say thank you for listening to this hour of Home Improvement USA.
Here's a message for the owner, general manager, program director, and engineer of this radio station. Your listeners deserve the best-sounding broadcast you can deliver. For decades, Orban and CRL have made the world's finest audio processing equipment for AM and FM radio stations. To learn more, go to the Orban CRL website at Orban.com. That's Orban.com. Don't settle for less. Give your listeners that crisp, clear sound using the technology of Orban and CRL audio processing. Visit the website today at Orban.com.
You don't love me.